back in his Southwest days, we never had a chance really to do a radio interview on his work down at Bartley in the Southwest sports down there. But head coach Matt Jagler joins us. He's been at South Lou, I do believe, year number five for Matt. Matt, hey, glad to have you on our airwaves. You're back in good old Southwest Nebraska for a night, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been down there, and yeah, it'll be fun going back that way.
I know you kind of were down here a little bit last week with the trip over to visit Maywood Hayes Center, so you get down here every now and then, don't you?
Yeah, every once in a while, but yeah, we haven't been this far south we played in Hitchcock, I want to say, back in 09 when we were six-man, and that was the last time we've been down to that field.
Matt, great season going for you right now. As we're talking before we start taping here, a big bullseye on your back right now. Number one ranking in your class after a couple of weeks. Last year, 6-4, you had pretty much everybody coming back. So expectations with this group of kids pretty high this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You know, and that all came out the preseason. It's probably not ideal, but I guess, you know, you enjoy it and take it for what it's worth and see how it goes.
Experience and a lot of it with both offense, defense, special teams, a lot of kids that have played a lot of football for you the last couple of years.
Yeah, our senior class, most of them have started since they were freshmen. You know, we didn't have much back then, and but like we knew they were going to be good, and well, you might as well get thrown in the fire. And so we've watched them develop and grow, and here they are, our seniors, and yeah, they're a pretty good group of guys.
Start first, gosh, I've read a lot about your offensive line, a good experience, and some big kids in that O-line back for you this year.
Yeah, our three interior linemen, they're about as good as we've had that I can remember, you know, and it ain't just that they're big, they're smart, and they can move, and they love to block.
We got all three kids, we got three kids, 220-plus, that's pretty good size up front, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really great. Then we got, you know, two tight ends that are, well, one is a senior. He blocks well. And our younger tight end, a sophomore, he's going to be a big kid, too. And he really likes to block, too.
Skilled guys. Gosh, you got pretty much everybody back in the quarterback spot. Your running backs, you got everybody back pretty much there as well, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's everybody's back, but we're only really missing one kid from last year's team. So everyone come back. Quarterback Trey Connell, he's a senior, he's really good. Then our young backs, you know, last year they were a freshman and a sophomore, now they're sophomore and a junior. So yeah, and we've seen them really develop this year from last.
There's only one football to go around, Matt, but boy, you can spread the wealth, pick your poison. If you want to throw it, you want to run it, you can do a little bit of both, can't you?
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know, I think we need to work on our passing game, but also when you're getting, you know, 5 yards of pop, why throw the ball? So that's kind of been our philosophy, so we'll see what happens.
2-0, big wins over Elm Creek, and last week we mentioned at Maywood Hayes Center, and it seems like your offense scored a lot of points. You've been over, what, 50 points both games and not giving them up a lot. And I'm sure it's a game where probably two games in the fourth quarter you've had a chance to play a lot of other kids in the games like this, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we've had a lot. Everyone's played. And I think last week they came in the third quarter. And, yeah, and we don't want any of our starters to get hurt or anything like that. So it's a good chance for all them young kids to start to develop also for the future. We don't have a lot of JV games. I think we only have four. And so it's been great to see them get on the field and get ready for what they need to do.
Making your way down to Trenton, Hitchcock County, and the Falcons in this one. I'm sure you've had a chance to watch a little tape on Coach Rath and that bunch. What do you like about this Hitchcock County team this year?
Well, I know they said they lost a lot last year, but they're still a tough team. You know, they filled in some great kids. That quarterback of theirs is shifty. He makes good decisions. They have some linemen that, you know, that I can't remember, 66. He's a big kid, good kid. They're still a very formidable team, you know. It ain't like they fell off. They're pretty decent.
Yep, and a team that I'm telling you're probably telling your kids, yeah, we're going to be the favorite pretty much in all these games, but teams you can't take lightly, can you?
Oh, no, definitely not, especially at their house. I mean, I remember going down there. That's one of the coolest fields I've ever played on or coached at, and you know, it's always been, I always called it the Coliseum. I don't know why, but it was always a different field, and I always loved going down to that field.
It's week three already, Matt. Boy, you got some big games coming up. You look at the rest of your schedule, and I know it's one game at a time, but gosh, Sandhills Thedford is 2-0 after a couple of weeks. You look at the Hyannis, look at Mullen, teams like that. You've got this is going to be a big one here tonight, and more big ones still to come down the line.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, next week, Sandhills Thedford, that's going to be a really big game. They're very good, and that'll kind of decide a lot of things there. And then, yeah, as you look down at our schedule, you know, it don't get any easier, so we just got to be ready and see what happens each week and go from there.
First 2 weeks come out pretty much, hopefully, injury-free after the first couple of games.
Yeah. So far, we've been pretty fortunate. We're fighting a little bit of sickness this week, but hopefully everyone gets through that and gets ready to roll Friday night.